Some of the mountain peaks were already towering above the shuttle. Now the ground was only a few thousand feet away, and the beacon light was a brilliant star flashing steadily above a group of low buildings and odd vehicles. In the final stage of the descent, the jets seemed to be playing some strange tune. They pulsed on and off, making the last fine adjustments to the thrust. Abruptly, a swirling cloud of dust hid everything. The jets gave one final spurt, and the shuttle rocked very slightly, like a rowboat when a small wave goes by. It was some minutes before Floyd could really accept the silence that now enfolded him and the weak gravity that gripped his limbs. He had made, utterly without incident and in little more than one day, the incredible journey of which men had dreamed for 2,000 years. After a normal, routine flight, he had landed on the moon.